Wow, champions, welcome to week 8. We're batting 1,000, getting into the home run. And we still got goodness to come. I'm excited for each one of you. You are total champions. And I am, without hesitation or pause, going to hop into the wind, saying that we will hit wins, we will recap, we will hit the 7th of the business killers to creators, and do an epic and perhaps the most valuable, whatever it will be, 15-minute-ish summary of the entire Mind Your Own Business, Mindful Solutions to the Top 7 Business Killers. So without further ado, love to hear from each one of you on before and after wins overall. And you may not have completely digested or integrated or thought about it, and you'll have more time to do this, but it's your sort of first draft invitation to look at, whoa, who was I before versus who am I now? And that can be in relation to life, mindfulness, focus, peace, presence, relationships, and or business, knowing the score better in terms of your track to win on, or your lead generation, or your finances, and your sales conversations and discovery questions, service, referrals, impact, any of those themes. So unrehearsed, love to hear top of mind, top of sleeve, top of heart, however you want to put it, any pieces of your before and after. Who was I before and who am I now? What do I know? How am I wired differently? How am I behaving differently, and or what results are changing for me? Love you. If you would be so game, Nikki, to kick off. Cheryl may have had an internet issue again. In fact, Cheryl's muted. So yeah, go for it, Nikki, and then Cheryl can unmute after.
Okay. So before we started this, I was aware of meditation, but not really clear on how to do it effectively. I was basically using mostly guided meditations, and because I couldn't shut up my monkey mind. Yeah. And the training that you gave us for this, Heather, it's just been phenomenal for me. I can get into a place of peacefulness and stillness within seconds now, not even minutes. It's funny, I'll just go hear out or feel out, and I drop right into it. And before I know it, like, everything is just like, oh, okay, we're good. And, the anxiety levels stop or drop, and the monkey mind shuts up. And the other big thing that's happened for me is that I have the most positive self-talk I've ever had in my life. It's just, I'm like, who are you? Who is this voice? Like, and if the nattering one shows up, it's like, excuse me, we're not listening to you. And we just switch right. It just switches right over. It's almost automatic now. It's like, you know, Nick, yeah, you didn't get everything you wanted done today, but you did this and that really great. And it was just like, holy cow. So even though I haven't really gotten a lot, done a lot on the business side of it, personally, just my sense of peace and well-being, and just actually feeling good about me. It's been huge. So thank you.
A pleasure. And wow, and completely articulate. And you and I both know over these years of journeys together that to have that inner self-talk rewired is massive. Fundamental, like subconscious surgery, as I would call it, let alone the stillness in seconds and anxiety dropping.
Positive ball of energy is now bigger than my negative ball of energy. It shifted.
Wow.
I'm through.
I'm just capturing these here.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I will do, we're starting here, and the last thing I'm going to invite each of you to do, as Janice reaches out to you later on this week, is to book my calendar. And it would just be such a joy to capture these with with video and audio to pay forward to the rest of the world. I'm thrilled for you. Wow. Finally. Whoopsie. I'm just too excited to type properly, but I think I at least began to nail that. Stillness in seconds, anxiety down, inner self talk so positive. Positive ball of energy, finally bigger than my negative ball of energy. If you're able to, Cheryl, unmute because we're going to give Nikki a 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. Nikki, you are.
Nikki, you are
champion. Sexy. Deeply, deeply rewarding and deeply, deeply happy and excited for you.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. All right. Awesome. Tag team to Cheryl, if you're able to. Love to hear your summary. First take, again, you may be integrating, still and absorbing, but you're off the cuff before, who were you, and after on the life, mindfulness, inner game, and or business outer game.
Well, I will say this, that my meditation is much more consistent, and I've been sleeping really well. I am calmer. I mean, as I was rushing around just now trying to, I went to a different coffee shop today and I was running late, hooked up to their internet and it wasn't working. And I calmly went and asked them, I said, what's going on? They rebooted it, still didn't work. So I just ran out the door, called my friend who lived around the corner and said, can I come over? And she said, sure. So here I am. There was a time I would have been very upset and, you know, the reaction would not have been as responsive. It would have been much more reactive. And I have been getting a lot of work done. I'm actually
on the painting side, on the prospecting side, on what?
All of it. I am. A typical day yesterday, I went to my Wevo meeting, did my one-on-one with a gal. We found out that what we do is very similar, so we decided to do a workshop together. And instead of saying, okay, well, I'll call you, I had a previous meeting. We did a bunch of layover pictures for my banner on my new website. Then I went down and met with this other gal, talked about how we were going to do a workshop together. A friend of hers came up. I got a call from Texas. A gal and her grandmother wanted to do a class. That turned into this other person who had joined us going to his house. He's got this big yard, doing two classes this weekend, one on Sunday, one on Monday. We're combining a coffee lecture, a yoga, and a painting class because I showed up to meet with one gal to do a class in September. So,
wait.
And that's been a typical day lately where I just go from one meeting to the next, to building, to whatever needs to be done, I'm showing up.
Wow is right. So it may not, this is the interesting thing about going in the mindfulness door is as we truly deeply rewire the inner game, with the meditation being more consistent, which leads to better sleep, which leads to way calmer, all of a sudden 4, 5, and 6 kick in of I'm starting to operate differently in the world and more results oriented in my actions and getting a lot more done, which will now, I often in these moments flash forward on each of your lives and go, okay, imagine getting to the end without this and who you would have been in your life. And it's sort of like this kind of linear or dropping down curve. And then imagine playing it forward to the end and going, wow, who was I instead with this exponential growth curve? This is worth marking for yourselves to really register. It's not like, oh, I did that course, tick. No, you are actually on an exponential growth curve from where you would have been. And this is what I really wanted to anchor in and celebrate with both of you. So again, deeply happy for you and deeply excited. So let's give Cheryl a 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. Cheryl, you are a champion. Wow. I could just stay right here. And we got some goodies to give you. So awesome job, both of you. And let's roll forward. I'll go light on this. No need, but just open if there's any other things you wanted to share just from this week specifically. It was more on the client service side and or referrals and or testimonials. If there was any other reports, feel free, even just in the chat box, if there was any extras as I start to roll forward. Didn't want to miss it, but that was the big wins that I wanted you to really anchor in. So if I'm not hearing audio, as I say, feel free on the chat box to add any of those wins on the service referral testimonial side. And then we will just carry forward as we are integrating sales and service over a number of weeks and the bridge and exchange, which is business. We looked at, hallelujah, the same mindfulness pattern just applied to our client experience as they speak out and we have a complete experience of what they need, want, and are celebrating. Likewise, I'm having a complete experience of your wins, and it's deeply satisfying to be right in the moment of the point here, and or while you're speaking, to really register the reactions as you're interacting with your client. And on that client evolution side, there's a before, during, and after unit when you interact with clients. And that first before unit is about aligning expectations, 20% of the time aligning or 40% of the time fixing it later. And the during unit is about producing epic outcomes. That's the make or break that then leads to higher ones after and or referrals. And then this is more expanding on the during unit in terms of the intake, communicate, educate, resulticate, celebrate, and replicate. But this is a mini MBA of the delivery of your goodness to your peeps. So any questions or additions or insights in the chat box in reference to the serving cycle are all welcome. I know this was more mastered for all of you because there were sort of lower challenge scores. So understandable if not, but welcome now or even further along. Okay, without further ado, we will get into the final of the 7 business killers into creators. As you may or may not remember, the 7th one was just this whole, if it's true for you, this sort of frustration, maybe it's more in your past, of lack of impact or influence. The if they only listened to me, if I could only get this accomplished, it could look like that. And ideally, the opposite of which is more like this, where your words do influence people and they have an impact and they have power. So love to final time on the scorecard, have in the chat box your quantitative number as to high scores if you have quite a bit of frustration with not feeling like you influence people and their actions or decisions or thinking. Mid scores if you kind of, you've got a 50-50 shot at it. And lower scores if you seem to influence people on a regular basis with your words. And then, thanks for the quantitative, Nikki, and then adding in qualitatively what's having you say that number so we can really gain more mastery around this. And look forward to seeing the qualitative reasons for those numbers as I roll forward. And really saying it is about not just sales and service, but having an impact and or creating bigger deals for bigger contributions. I created an investment opportunity last week, I think it was, with a fella who pulls together agglomerates, collections of companies, and he may be a partner for me in the future to create bring sustainable companies together for a bigger contribution. So I'm excited about that as sort of a two-line story of what's possible. So love to see in the chat box what has you say those numbers. Great, coming in over the internet waves. Nikki, I feel like people don't really understand what it is I do and how it can truly benefit them. Right, okay? I don't feel influential. However, people do listen to what I have to say. Many people want to the quick fix. Aha. Uh-huh. Right. So two different arenas. Nikki, I think the main solution will be as you complete what we started in the last few weeks, which is articulating those benefits and discovery questions. That will be a thing of your past. And we'll, via Janet, make sure you do get the audio. And even before, you know, what I would encourage you to do as two play works is, yes, ensure we get the MP3s from Janet in the member site. And at the same time, you have a shot at what are those questions that you asked. I know you say, oh, it was my higher self, I don't remember. And take a stab at it and write down those draft stab at what those discovery questions could be and see how good your memory is. It'd be almost good to test yourself before you visit the audio. And that to me is your quickest and most direct and practical business solution to that, which will be an old story. Great, Nikki. And to you, Cheryl, I don't feel influential. However, people do listen to what I have to say. So that's very interesting. So what I'm hearing is there's a disconnect between your subjective sense of I don't feel in my inner game influential and your objective reality that people actually do listen to me. And so there's a disconnect internally. Good news that you've already got the influencing on the outer game, Cheryl, or more of it. I would encourage you with this sequence that I'm going to give you today on the mindfulness routine and or with the subconscious rewired method, clear the, you know, I release all blocks to frustration with, I don't feel like people listen to me. I release all frustration to that. And then I release all blocks to truth with, I'm actually thrilled that people do listen to me. So examples of the subconscious rewired method, not feeling influential again, comes down to feeling I don't have a voice. Yes. So definitely on the subconscious rewired method, clearing that, and I think the mindfulness sequence that I'm just about to bring to you will contribute as well. So great, Cheryl. All right, and I think it might be coming up right now. Yes, so impact, using the same beautiful, elegant 3x2 mindfulness matrix, 3x2, to apply or custom use it. It's amazing. It is adaptable to, and let me say the headline, every single challenge you'll ever have, you can customize the 3x2 matrix in a way that will get you mileage. And even if you can't figure it out, do any of the six little bubbles or options and you're going to win. You know, like Nikki says, wow, I just anchor and feel out or hear out or whatever the case may be, and bam, stillness in seconds, anxiety drops. So, and by the way, I do love to play with it and customize it to particular challenges and getting particular wins with it. So in this world, a sequence that could contribute, not the only one, is, and I've mentioned this before, you can be aware or present to what is, or you can evoke a particular state. Those are two main ways you can use the mindfulness practice. And my recommendation on this one is to evoke on your any parts of your inner game the sense of you that is impactful. The your herein may be hearing asking the right discovery questions. Your see-in may see you in a suit or riding crops. Your feel-in might have this inner power and strength, for example, only just examples of evoking the impactful you, the powerful you on your inner game, and then anchoring in being that, shall we say, on your outer game. So the first half of the practice is this half is in stillness, and then the second half of the practice is that's suggested is in action, so that you are aware of, oh, the kind of what you're saying in the outer game or how you're moving or how your body's standing when you're powerful, when you're impactful. So that would be the 1-2 recommendation. And just to show it a different way and then happy to field any questions, being the change you want to see in the world, evoking on your inner game that powerful you in stillness, and then being on your outer game that powerful you in action. So that would be my other way to visually summarize the same sequence. Any questions, ahas, gratitudes, insights in relation to how you can customize this elegant mindful matrix to serve you in building your impact and power? Chat box or audio if you wish. Making sense, questions, insights, maybe a scenario where you can see applying it, where you want to build your impact or influence. And then, in fact, I'd love for you to pick, toss in the chat, but I get it. It'll take practice. Yes, got it, Nikki. And hey, that's exactly how it's going to build it for sure. Love to actually have each of you see, put in the chat box, doesn't have to be the one, but pick a scenario in your business or life that you want to build higher impact or influence, because that will anchor it in right now for you. So it'll be just clear what you're going to apply it to as you practice. I'd love to see each of you select an area in your life or livelihood where you're wanting to build impact, influence, power. Nikki, have confidence in speaking to prospects and my abilities as a healer. Nice. So two great scenarios. First is on the prospecting side. Second is on the service delivery with the horses side of things. So I would do those independently. They're two very specific, wonderfully great scenarios. And you can twin this with your outer game of building your discovery questions. So these are two great business practices. You can work it in the morning or any time of the day on the mindfulness side of anchoring in the feeling of, wow, I'm just asking great discovery questions and prospects are just like gobsmacked happy to be effortlessly unsold out of veterinarianism. That's not what you're necessarily intending to do. And totally opened up to the possibility of healing and very much open to an initial session that would then lead to ongoing being their go-to healer for their horses as an example of how that could go. Great, Nikki. Confidence in my inquiry questions. Yeah, so similar frame. Highly encourage you to complete, if you haven't yet, the half a dozen discovery questions. Small task, high leverage, along with mindfully being the person that already knows them and is asking them. So exact same scenario. And I would say you're at the core, the epicenter of the business of shifting the success of both your businesses with those mindfulness inner game and sales outer game practices. You are very well set up for success, both of you. So great selections, and I'm thrilled that you did. Any other final other questions or inquiries before we move into a bit more of the outer game of this, and then an epic summary of the entire Mind Your Own Business practice and program? Okay, I'm just giving it a bit of an internet pause, and feel free to toss things in as we go. So far, so good. Okay, so we're actually going to practice this in a new way. I keep bringing new ways to practice it. This is just a recap of that. Yes, alert and relaxed body, selected time, selected object of meditation, and therefore I know my labels and knowing whether I'm doing them spoken or mentally and soaking them with mindfulness and equanimity and celebrating. Great. And so how we're going to practice that right now in a new way again is that we will evoke this experience, and I, in fact, will guide both of you simultaneously. So I've had you guide. I've done various queuing up, and this will be a new one again where I will, for a few minutes, in guide you in evoking that self, that entrepreneur that is already very confident in your questions and knows them and hears them and sees you interacting with your prospects and feels you powerful in your body, And then you are simply labeling your experiences of it with hear, see, or feel in as you notice it, and soaking it with equanimity. So unlike what I did, I think, last time, where I quite speedily was your prospect and had you noting while you were in the middle of a sales dialogue, I'm going to do it a little slower because this is a practice you're going to do in stillness. And so I'm going to suggest, I'm like the evoker role, and you are the noting and soaking role. Any questions before I guide you in a few moments and you can label, see, hear, feel in, and soak with mindfulness and equanimity? Got it. Okay, great, Nikki. Awesome. And I'm presuming so as well for you, Cheryl. Terrific. So just get alert and relaxed if you're not already. So some ideally upright position where the spine is effortlessly stacked on top of each other, and so is your head, so it's not sort of tilting forward at all. And you've got this relaxed, easy, alert pose. And knowing that you will be labeling, see, hear, or feel in. And as always, soaking with as much awareness of the phenomena and as much soaking of allowing of the phenomena to be as it is. So in this time, we are evoking you as that powerful, impactful, influential human in the world. You are deeply calm and satisfied with who you are, and very grounded in what you're good at and your contributions and what you love to do. And you may have this small to medium to large size smile on your face because of it. And you have this sort of soul satisfaction soaking throughout your body and your consciousness. And as you expand your experience, what it feels like to you to be powerful and influential and impactful, it starts to ripple into a particular scenario, which is you and the people you can serve. You and the people that are looking for you and what you're great at. And in a new unit of time, you are coming to all of these conversations excited for them, knowing you will leave them better than you found them. Open to them saying, yes, I want to do business with you. I want to exchange your services for cash because it's what I'm looking for. It's what I want. You're fulfilling some of my dreams. That's what business is. It's a dream exchange. And as you start to enter into these dialogues, you care, but not that much as to the outcome. Yet you're deeply present to being a stand for them and what they want. Asking them their ideal state. Asking them their gap or their challenge state. perhaps inquiring into what they've tried before and why it hasn't worked. Asking if you had a solution, would they be open to it? Perhaps sharing proof of the results you've produced for others. Stories, anecdotes, testimonials, referrals. And more specifically, what you can do for them, or their space, or their place, or their animals. And whether they immediately get excited, or whether they challenge you, all is well. You are solid as a rock, a foundation, always being a stand for them. And because you are, you walk through the objections, challenges easily. You transform them into a dialogue of possibility and what they truly want. And guide them to their best answer. And 99% of the time, you come up with the same solution or the same conclusion as to what's ideal for them. And you part and or continue on, leaving them always better than you found them, always satisfied at the exchange, always receiving their gratitude and thanks for the experience, if not referrals, if not business. That's how the business exchange life goes. It's happening all the time, every day. And you have now successfully joined the ranks of effortless business exchange and exchange of your talents. And it's satisfying. And we come back to you in your own space and that sense of satisfaction of having been powerful in relation to another person, in having been a stand for them and their outcomes and their dreams and what you can contribute to them. And there is a sense of ease and a job well done and a day well lived as you have been your most powerful, impactful, influential, contributing to the world self. So whether you're feeling like giving yourself an energetic pat on the back or a gratitude or a hooray, there's a sense of completion each day with having lived your best. And you tip your hat to yourself and say, well done. And so I invite you, so to speak, back into the room and back into the outer game of this interaction. And love to see in the chat box and or on audio, whatever's more useful to you, highlights of what you noticed or experienced in me playing the role of evoking a state. You can do it any way you wish. You could just do feel in. It can be longer, shorter, entirely different dialogue. The content is secondary. It's the experience of, oh, I can evoke any state I wish with this mindfulness practice and soak it with mindfulness and equanimity. So love to hear. Okay, great noticing. I did a lot of feel in and see in. So you're seeing in pictures and having emotional states in your body. Great, Cheryl. Love to hear your noticings, Nikki. What stood out for you? Any other noticings or questions or benefits, anything at all from both of you? Would be
I'm going to use the audio if that's okay, because typing is not my forte.
All is well.
I was doing a lot of seeing, so I actually saw myself interacting with clients. One of them was the Cavalia group.
Nice.
But what I noticed was the feel in when you were talking about just that, you know, how we're good at what we're doing and, you know, giving that whole visual. I was getting twinges in my belly like, ooh, that's not true. Ooh, that's not true. Mm. Ooh.
I felt that in you, actually. I picked it up.
Oh, well. What's interesting, though, I was listening to something else earlier today, and the conversation was going around something like this, that when you are in a state of change, because your brain is just trying to keep you safe, mm. and change it tends to evoke fear because it's unfamiliar.
Mm.
So instead of actually letting myself go into that feeling of, oh, that's not true, and leaving it there, I was like, no, okay, wait, it's just change. It's a different perspective. Pay attention.
Right. So there are, you know, probably three options. One you just noted, which is a reframe in the moment. So that's an option. Option number two is if a seeming don't believe it comes up, you can still soak that with noticing an equanimity. Oh, look, I'm noticing that, and still a unconditional love of that vibration arising. And third is you will normally be guiding your evoking, so you can just say what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the place you're at, it's basically like, and because you're been done Rewired for Success, you know, we're basically doing mindful future pacing. So you create in future pacing the future state that you believe, and you're doing it at a very mindful, deep, equanimous level. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Awesome. Very cool. I'm glad you asked that. Really good. And back to Cheryl. Is that good, Nikki? You're good?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Yeah, you're welcome. So Cheryl, yes, this kind of meditation can be good when you go to sleep. You just know that, and I think you may be realizing this, that you can choose any state to evoke. So you could evoke a deep, restful sleep. You could evoke very insightful dreams. You could evoke all the cells in your body restoring to optimal health. So there, it's endless what you can do to evoke, and therefore you can do it anytime for anything. You can evoke a good date, for example. So yes is the short answer, and good for you. Alrighty. So really looking at, and we will sort of wrap this up in your whole actions, but feel free to put in the chat box how you want to play with this. And I think you already have captured it earlier on. And from there, we're really adding on very briefly, yet want to do specifically on the outer game of this. Actually, there's a recap on the inner game with, you've got the mindfulness sequence of evoking, being the change you want to see. Then the subconscious reward of clearing any impact beliefs, or beliefs around your impact. And then I want to just touch on it before, during, and after around impact on the outer game. And more specifically, here's the recap of what we just did. At least we did the first half. Then the invitation is to enjoy being aware of being that when you're out in action. And then briefly, yet hopefully impactfully as well, looking at more the outer game, which is in the world of impact. In fact, I at some point will build a course, Rewired for Negotiating, It's really in the realm of negotiating and our impact and our contribution, which is the before is mapping out the recommendation is to map out a win-win or a win-win-win as the case may be, you know, your client, the horse and you, for example, and the hotel, your art, the patrons. So to map out a win-win-win in advance would be my suggestion when you're wanting to be more impactful than you have been yesterday, you want to be more impactful tomorrow. And then during is to facilitate, not dictate. And this comes back to the power of those discovery questions, as opposed to the effortful old paradigm of I have to pitch and sell and convince people. The elegant new paradigm of asking the right questions to lead them to a great place. And there is a lifetime of success built into this skill. So as opposed to giving you a new one, I wanted to really show you the next application of those, shall we say, discovery questions, or facilitate versus dictate, or inquiry versus advocacy. It will be a great tool for you. And then the after is really about concretizing whatever you created, i.e. don't forget the follow through, and or contract what you've created, which is often written and signed, if that's the case, if that's relevant, and or create a contribution that is really exciting for you, one deal at a time. And whether that's, as I say, in sales or bigger deals or contributing foundations or what have you, that would be the simple but hopefully powerful roadmap I would give you on the mini crash course on negotiating or impact or contribution. So it applies to sales, it applies to business, and it applies to bigger impact and contribution, or it applies to influencing people on where you want to go to for dinner, to keep it simple as well. So love to hear or see any insights, question, interaction, if you have it or wish it, on this world of negotiating impact and what it looks like on the outer game, in business and in life, and or you both picked sort of your prospects as the area you want to focus in on. So happy to have, you know, challenge me, so to speak, on a dialogue. What if my prospect says this? Or what do I do if that? So any of that, insights, questions, challenges, next level, impact, do ask. In this opportunity as one of your final opportunities to get semi-private coaching and interaction on specifically your challenges and or where you want to build mastery.
Well, you know, I haven't worked with the corporations enough to even know what their questions for me might be. So that's been a challenge right now. And I haven't spent enough time writing down my questions for them. So I don't know where at this point I would need guidance or help.
Got it. I appreciate the candor. Why don't we take a few minutes then to take a draft stab at, I think we might have. In fact, I'm going to invite you to. And got it, Nikki. And Nikki, I'm going to ask you right now to write down your draft questions. So as opposed to defaulting into, I don't know them either, because you do, I'm gonna invite you for the next few moments while I'm talking with Cheryl to write down your best stab at your questions. And if you even wanna mute our audio, go for it. But come back so you hear me cue you in. And Cheryl, I almost sure that all three of us in the chat box did this for you a few weeks ago. Yes. And so part of the habit is to, of humans, is to do something, get excited and not really use it. And so I'm giving sort of different kind of tough love coaching right now, because I don't want you to continue this habit of you solve something, but you forget and then you don't use the solution.
Okay.
So as opposed to me generating questions again, I'm going to invite you to just, if you were good, your life survival depended on it, and I was a corporate prospect and you were meeting with me in relation to your art in, say, their hotel or whatever scenario you want to create, just take a stab at what you'd ask me.
Okay. What are the challenges that you face with your current sales?
Okay, great. Let me just pause and say, do I have the scenario right? Am I a hotel that you want to have your art there?
Or
what would be a typical scenario?
So a company that would want to do one of the painting retreats.
Oh, okay, cool. Painting retreats. And, cool. And what typical business challenges do you already, have you already contributed to through your creativity workshops, or would you like to contribute to?
I would like to contribute to.
Right, but which ones? What business challenges would you like to contribute to from a creativity standpoint?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. Are you asking me as the...
I'm asking you as Cheryl.
Okay.
So you've got these creativity workshops, which is great, and you're wanting to apply them to, solving, bringing creativity to solving business solutions, which is great. Then I would ask, well, what business solutions do you think would best be solved by your creativity workshops? Is it higher sales conversions? Is it better product design? Is it better team effectiveness? What are the challenges or end states that the businesses want that your workshop would most contribute to?
It would help with the creative and product design, as well as team building. And just kind of all around, just seeing things in a different light. The creativity, works with that right side of the brain, which a lot of people don't use, especially in linear type businesses. So then they start to problem solve and see things in a different manner.
So notice the two main themes you picked were product design and team effectiveness, yet you led with the question of how are your sales?
Okay.
So if you thought that your creativity would most contribute to sales increase, then that would be a great question.
Okay.
But if you think the biggest problems you can solve in business are product design or team effectiveness, then I would lead with those questions.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you saw how I got there.
I did.
Awesome.
Yes.
Great. So your instinct to ask about their challenge areas is bang on. I would just customize the theme of their challenges to the areas that you're most probably going to contribute to.
Okay.
Alrighty. And then I would drill down. So that's level one. And then I would drill down to level two, where you'd start to get at, well, what are their top three challenges in product design? And what are their top three challenges in tip probable in team effectiveness, so that you can have a more in-depth dialogue of challenges and benefits.
Okay.
And you're well on your way.
Awesome.
Awesome indeed.
Okay.
Great. And then, the second half is, are you open to a solution? Yes. And are you open to a solution, around creativity and da-da-da-da-da.
Okay.
Half. Awesome. Good job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Helpful?
Yes. Very.
Awesome. So let's no longer ever delay in our lives and say, I still don't know.
Bye.
Channel the mastermind, channel Heather, channel your higher self, utilize what you've learned, and always know that you can generate the answers.
Yes.
Awesome.
Right after this, we're going to a Tri-City chamber mixer, so I can practice all of this.
Super fun. And if you only do the first half, which is asking corporate people, what are their top challenges? Or what are their top challenges in teams, or what are their top challenges in product design? You will have been doing product or prospect research.
Right, yes.
And then either they're gonna yap at you, which is fine because you get lots of data, or they're gonna reciprocate and say, why do you ask?
Right on.
Well, thanks for asking. I actually, you know, apply my expertise and creativity, which I know can often be a block for business, into creating breakthroughs in business team effectiveness or in business product design. Oh, really? That's interesting. I'd like to meet with you. Great. Let's book a time.
Awesome. I like that. I'm going to challenge you, or I'm going to channel you tonight while I'm talking.
Feel free.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, I might be tapping into you tonight.
And the more you channel me and or the mastermind, the more it will become you.
Awesome. I like that.
It's totally within your grasp.
It is.
Your being, I mean. Absolutely. Great job. Okay, tag team to Nikki for a few minutes, and then we're going to go through an epic summary. Ms. Nikki.
Okay.
In the chat box.
Yes, ma'am.
Audio. Love to hear half a dozen questions that you've come up with.
Okay. Well, I think I got four.
Perfect.
Okay. So what are your typical or top challenges that you encounter with your horse or horses?
Perfect.
What are the usual results you get with the current modes of treatment that you use? And are you satisfied with those results?
Stunning. I would just do a sub one in between one and two, which is what are the current, before you go to the results, just what are the current modalities that you use?
Okay.
And then sometimes you can even quantify it too. Qualitative questions are great with the one that was number two that will now be number three. You can go qualitative, what are the results? And you can also go quantitative, like what percentage of the time are your results typically solved? Are your challenges typically solved? So that it's, if they give a qualitative answer, it could sort of placate their mind in thinking that they'll fall into the same kind of trance that they think the veterinarian solving it. But when they really look at it, well, you know, actually about 40% of the time. And what is the cost of that? Oh, it's about 10 grand a month. I see. And if there was a solution that was less expensive and more effective, would you be open? All just expansions on your perfect track.
Yeah.
Created.
Yeah, I actually, along those lines, my other question was, do you currently have any preventative therapies to help your horse maintain balance and stay in optimal health to prevent injury?
Like the concept, a bit wordy.
A bit wordy, yeah.
Sales ideally is conversational. And it feels like a bit of a set. It feel, the wordier it gets, the more it feels like a setup. And
yeah,
people are going to sniff that. But the track that you're on is great in that I would go for the challenges first because they're more likely to pay for them.
Okay.
And then if there aren't any, then I would still kind of create future pains before I go to maintenance, which would be something effective. Have you, you know, how old are your horses and have you lived through the aging cycle of your horses and what challenges have you most had and how expensive, costly were they? And would it be of interest to you to proactively either prevent and or reduce and or postpone or put out in the time frame of when those occur. So you're creating a pain. And then the third door, I might go to kind of straight maintenance, but current pain and or future avoidance.
Okay.
Would be a similar sequence with that second theme.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, it does.
You're ready.
I'm going to have to replay this one too.
There you go. Dang. You're both ready to go.
I can't break fast enough.
Yeah, there you go. So it's just so not about excuses anymore is part of the message. You know, it's like you believed for far too long, both of you, and I get it, I've been there too, that you don't really know what to do or what to say. And it's just so done. It's just so boring. It's just so, and I'm speaking to your monkey mind, it's just kind of so over, like been there. It's just like so uninspiring. Like, sorry, we're done with that conversation. And now it's like, okay, we just generated these questions in 5 minutes. And actually I jump-started most of them. And Heather just kind of augmented what I did. And I can write them down and I can do the recording. And even if I don't remember any of them, I already have a jump start. Yes, I know what to do and what to say. Exactly, Cheryl. Thank you. Yay, you're right and you're welcome, Nikki. Like, you're getting it, eh? It's both the outer game that I'm working on now and your questions and continuing to knock out an extra layer of the inner game. This whole, like, I still don't know what to do. Like, I know it. I do that too. It's like, excuse me, like, farg, and, you know, I still don't know how to market the business or whatever. But I'm talking to myself too. It's just so old. It's just so... such an uninspiring way to live, you know? It's just like, okay, I'm done with that. I'd rather live the 80% rule, which is just go out there with what I got and get messy and get good and get great, you know? So that's the sort of second, the inner game part of this experience that I sent you both picked up on, which is awesome. You're right, it has been an excuse of fear. Yeah, it's just done. Exactly, so done, Cheryl. I'm just thrilled it's in capitals too. Awesome, gang. Alrighty, so, wow, here we are, week 8, and I have, with some yo woman's effort, put together a fair summary of what the heck we've covered and learned and integrated, and even I kind of went gobsmacked and wow and dropped my jaw. I'm doing this as always like a soft breeze wafting over you. This is not a like, oh my God, overwhelm, I gotta figure it out. Did I remember this? Blah, blah, blah. No. Just relax. This is about putting the pieces of the puzzle together. This is about seeing the whole picture. This is about having a gestalt, as the gestalt therapist would say, of a kind of a grokking, as a bit more colloquial sort of slang goes, the whole picture. That's the gift in this piece. So enjoy, it's kind of like, oh, putting Picasso together, or putting Humpty Dumpty together, or whatever. Just enjoy the wow, oh yeah, oh right, oh I see how it goes together, oh cool, wow, oh right, oh wow. And if I can steal another metaphor of like decor, it's like, you know, Nikki and I have been working on this, I got all these art and paint and lights and God knows what, and all of a sudden, oh my God, it's done. Like the house is decorated and it feels so much better. So whichever metaphor suits you, or the painting's done for sure, Cheryl, excuse me, may this be your experience and I am excited for you. So without further ado, I will sort of go at a, you know, kind of leisurely, but, you know, kind of pace, and feel free at any time to hop in, whether on audio or on chat, written or spoken, to any ahas, additions, or questions. So feel truly free to jump in. And here we go. So mind your own business. Mindful solutions to the top 7 business killers. We had 3 main parts to it. The basics and advanced of a very functional, practical mindfulness practice for you. The mindful solutions applied and customized to these top 7 business killers, and outer game business strategies for each one of them to convert them into business creators. More specifically, I'm going to highlight the first two first, which is the mindfulness training and then a taste of those solutions. So yes, this is purportedly the most important life skill that I own. And we started with some of those pre-mindfulness trainings. And we looked at some of the benefits. Wow, reducing suffering, which both of you, you know, all of you have reported on, increasing satisfaction, don't want to miss your life, the birds flying by, knowing self and my human nature and how I'm wired. By the way, how long do we have access to the replays? I will let you know if there is a time frame. I'll just put it graciously like that. But for now, it is open to you. Having said that, my hesitation is I would like to put a 30-day deadline on it just so you nab them and grab them all. and your objective behavior change. Like, hey, I got a lot done, whatever that case may be, or my self-talk is just transformed. So those, your living testaments of these benefits. And oh, by the way, just the deep breathing alone. 18 plus epic benefits. And from there, as we march straight into this incredible skill called mindfulness and equanimity, we see the pillars that we have built, the muscles that we have built, and the synonyms for these words: awareness, allowing, deep okayness, unshakable freedom, and deep unconditional love. How delicious. And that we have a choice of objects of meditation, any one of these six lovely little nuggets, individually or paired or trioed, in any combination, are at your fingertips for life, with the specific distinction that feel-in is physical sensations, emotional in nature, and feel-out, non-emotional in nature. These six new friends, these six components that make up, wow, 100% of what you ever had, are, or ever will experience. How about them apples? Thank you, thank you, thank you. And from there, we started to customize and to take a look at, wow, what is the anatomy of me as a human? Well, there's a thinking component, the mind component, made up of see-in and hear-in. And there's the body component, both emotional and non-emotional in nature. And what is the emotion of this inner subjective sense of self is these three components. One might call it the ego. It is the subjective sense of self. And the nature of an emotion, or the anatomy of an emotion, is a feeling sensation in your body with one or more of the thinking states, the mind components. That is the anatomy of any emotion. How fascinating. Thank you for making it a very seemingly complex landscape of emotions chunked down into two to three components. Hallelujah, divide and conquer and be in the driver's seat of our emotions as a human. And then the anatomy of a relationship in its ideal state. While we're listening to someone here, when we hear out, to have a complete experience, not always, it's an option, of what they're experiencing. And or when we're, and this is identical to what we can do in the sales or any business exchange. Identical practice. How convenient. And likewise, when we're speaking, that it's not just us aware of our inner game, but as we are speaking out, we're aware of the cues, sensory acuity, successful people tune in to the other person and how they're responding. We don't talk at people. We interact with people. We connect with people. And so that is a potential sequence which can be applied to sales and or to service and your clients, prospects and clients equally, and or any other human being you're interacting with in your world. And this final sequence of impact, evoking who you are being, and then experiencing yourself being that in the outer game. How delightfully elegant. What a gracious way to transform ourselves higher and higher every day. I love it. This is just one of the other ways to visually show this last one, for example, evoking on the inner game and being on the outer game. So I'll pause there. That's maybe sort of one third of the summary. And I invite on spoken or written any insights, questions, wows, gratitudes, areas you wish to apply it to take it up to the next level. Is it all crystal clear? Are there questions? Is there just an integration of the whole? I'm just present to how much we've covered. Me too. When I put this together, as I said, I was honestly gobsmacked myself as how much we've covered. Need to work with it all some more. And I hope this, if nothing else, is the inspiration that, as opposed to going, oh, tick, we're done, week eight, that it is an this summary is an inspiration for, this is just the beginning. And I can't believe how quickly it's passed. Likewise, that this is just the beginning as you start to, one, integrate what you've gained and be inspired to take it up to the next level of proficiency as you see this before your eyes. Wonderful. Great. That's perfect. So let us just stretch and integrate and give thanks for, wow, I got this whole like incredible paradigm of how much more I can simplify the world and my world. I'm a magnificent work in progress. You are a magnificent work in progress, aren't we all? Yes, the YouTube, and I can't believe I have been sharing your meditation videos that you have. Wonderful. You know, I had a, not a complete stranger, somebody I trained at the executive biz school downtown call me up. He's in sales, and he's also very big into mindfulness. He goes, I love what you've done in mindfulness, and I want to co-create a mindfulness sales offering to the corporate world. So thrilled, continue to pay it forward, and love to support people. Yes, we all are, and good on both of you already. Wonderful, beautiful integration. And so this next piece is very mini, just a few images of, oh yes, one of the many bonuses was to also have my second go-to highest, my top two go-to on the inner game, mindfulness and the subconscious rewired method. In brief, those release statements and those rewiring statements. And may they serve you ad infinitum. And so I think, yes, so now we're transitioning into the final, I think, if I remember myself, sort of third of this summary, which is more on the outer game of, now what were those seven business killers again? And what are the seven creators that we are evolving into? And what were some of the business suggestions as we cycle higher and higher throughout our world? So that is the, I think, final main chunk of summary, though there could be a few PSs. So again, button your seatbelts or whatever you call it. And yet at the same time, let it waft over you like a warm summer breeze. Alrighty. So, wow, way back when we brought the first two in together, if you may remember, this sort of lack of direction and or overwhelm, which I sense is significantly reduced for both of you. And our solutions were a number in that week. And I've got sort of brief visuals for each of them. But, oh, if it's direction, I need to anchor in to that sweet spot goal some more. If it's focused, that 68 seconds of pure focus. If it's action, what are my top priorities? Needing that sort of deeply okay feeling, reframing, and our outer game building of business systems, like three different environments to work in my home office. So that is a visual summary. And then I will just lightly allow these visuals of each of the exact same things to more just waft into, it's almost like visual subconscious rewiring. That's my, and I've never said it that way, but this is what I would suggest, is just to, yes, right. Direction, sweet spot goal. Yes. 68 seconds of pure focus on it or what I'm focused on achieving. Yes, my top five daily priorities set in the evening for the end of my day, so I hit the ground running the next day. Reframing when I need to, and Nikki, as recently as this evening, gave an example of that. The reframing workout warm up body and finale. Business systems, anywhere in my marketing, my sales, my orders, support, any of those aspects, all in good time. Believe me, I and the entire business world is still a work in progress. It's just inviting possibilities. And then into the third killer to creator, the inner and outer game of facts and knowing the score and how we can evolve there. More specifically, all of you had evolutions on knowing your business and personal finances, if not your lead generation and sales conversion. And so what I humbly purport to be potentially the best one slide money course on planet Earth of, reduce and or eliminate some of those expenses, consolidating any debt, sales track to win on, and optimizing your ROIs. And with that sales track to win on, there were light images around that of looking at, okay, if I look at my end of the sales, how many events or one-on-ones create those, and how many calls would create those events, and how many leads would create those calls. Again, this is being recorded. You are one of the lucky few that are having this epic 10 to 15 minutes of your life perhaps be some of the most powerful summaries of what to do for the rest of your life. And it is about gratitude and about visual rewiring and about knowing it's all here for you. That is what it's about. And perhaps mapping out those great next logical steps. Into the fourth theme of relationships and how we can come to relationships in a much more powerful way to build solid, long-lasting relationships, whether they be resolving them with more inner game tools, whether it be negotiating, using number one first and then creating win-win, or proactively creating them and making sure they win as well. Was highlights of that world, your relationship, so big piece, one person at a time, such a big piece of our human experience. Then the fifth one, into the sales world and how we've got incredible tools for you here at Rewired Worldwide on booking sales, closing, doubling, etc. And they are some of the best summaries. Rather than having to pay for a sales course, you've got them right there. Print them out, practice them one day at a time, apply them. Know that they are your cheat sheets of success in sales. Sales success for you. And visuals of them, they're all at rewiredworldwide.com. Forgive us in any moment as this site is being updated. They may come and go for a moment here or there, but they will be there for you. The sales booking formula, the sales closing checklist, and the sales doubling scorecard. Rounding the bend onto the service side, which many of you are in higher mastery of, where it's really about creating aligned expectations of our clients, epic outcomes leading to their next steps and or testimonials and or referrals. And if I remember, and this is just visuals of the same process on the service side, producing epic results into higher outcomes and all the beautiful possible stages along the way. And last but surely not least, this transforming into higher impact and influence in the world where people are influenced by and impacted and powerfully moved by your words because you have mapped out win-wins for them and you facilitate them into those possibilities and concretize or contract and or contribute these one deal or experience at a time. And so let me see if I remember. And so one of my favorites in this entire program is seeing this flash before our very eyes. the green side of gaining focus and peace, knowing the score, great relations, sales, referrals, and impact. I will pause again, as I did before, as we're rounding the corner, and love to see in the chat box any summaries of this, ahas, comments. They could be identical as before or different, but love to see or hear your highlights, comments, as they come in across the great wires, across this grand continent of ours. Thoughts, insights, comments, observations. This particular slide, your quickest way, do you know how to do a screenshot or just a capture? I'm just not sure if I can on this screen. I attempted it before. Any chance we can get a hard copy of that slide? I'm excited to go out and ask questions tonight. Great, Cheryl, for reference. Haha, no. What's for reference? Oh, I see now. Okay, got it. Let me just see if I can. No, I'll do it after. Don't know how to screenshot. Yeah, I'll do one and I'll send it to you. I took a picture with my phone. Great, Cheryl. Yeah, so you can take a picture with your phone, see if that works, Nikki. And if not, I'll send you a screenshot of it after. And that's actually a great tool, by the way. Mine is called, by the way, I use it every day. It's called Snipping Tool. And it's just down on my toolbar there. It's gratis and I use it all the time. So you could get that tool as well. Awesome, great. Okay, and so we'll have a few final wrap-ups after this, but a final, you're welcome, Nikki, last call for any coach. And we've done two rounds today already, double already. And so you may be just, wow, and integrating what we've covered, but so no need, but a last call if there's any particular areas that you're wanting coaching on. And or we could do an official wrap up and then I can stay on for a few moments after. Okay, great, Nikki. Yes, I feel satiated for the collective, which is great. And so it is really your continuous invitation of action and integration and suggested play work custom to this week would be playing with that, how powerful and impactful you can be, and then take that action out into the world. And an invitation, no command performance, but an invitation to continue, if you wish, to text each other and or support each other in any way that feels good accountability partner-wise. This is it, Cheryl. 8 weeks, good question. And on the mastermind, the invitation is to tap into the mastermind and to, on the inner game, and to reach out to world rewired worldwide. I know, it is a wow. When you need us. And more specifically, remember one of the images that we started with, which this mastermind once created is there to tap into on your inner game. And by the way, I had to reschedule our appointment for Thursday. Have done so on your online schedule. Yes, I noticed that, Nikki. I may need to shift it by half an hour, I think, to 11 o'clock instead of 10:30. But other than that, we're good. I'm going to assume that that's okay for you, or you can just let me know. Love to stay in touch, Cheryl. Great, Nikki. Is 11 o'clock instead of 10:30 okay, Nikki? And I will shift that. Awesome. Great. No problem, I presume, on the 11 o'clock. Yes, fine. Terrific. Okay, great. And one of the other many bonuses, and just to anchor this in, great, Cheryl, and the absolutely, is that Brett Labatt, who Cheryl knows, and I and Rewired have partnered on many, many levels. And I always, quote unquote, open up my Rolodex or connect people to my networks. And this would be highly recommended, Nikki, to plug into Wevo Global, whether on the Tuesday Global Intention Call that I set and always has mastery and gains for you, whether it's the Wednesday Real Secret webinar that Brett leads, and or the invitation to really become a member, whether at the free now and paid later membership. Their membership has its privileges at all levels. And you go to wevoglobal.com and just capture this number, 5440, which is, you need to, it's invitation only. And so that is my, shall we say, invite number as and when you join now. So that is wrapping up really my go forward of always linking you to my ongoing contributions to you every week on Tuesday and the network that I'm a part of. So wonderful. Really just wrapping up with, we are so results focused here. That's really where I started as well, which is that's what we're focused on for you. I would love it if you said yes when Janice reaches out to you later this week to book just a 15 to 30 minute in my calendar to hop on Zoom and record your results that you did sort of candidly or spontaneously, I mean, on the audio earlier now, and would love to help others like we've helped you by capturing it on video. You're obviously your first right of refusal, but would greatly appreciate it for the people yet to come. And here we are. Wow. Mindful champions. Hooray indeed. Good on you. So feel free to definitely unmute your audio. We will give ourselves a 3, 2, 1 champions, and then feel free to have each of you just say any completion words that you wish to. So if you are, I'll just check mission control here. If I can, let's see, participants, yes, you're both unmuted. Okay, great. So I am going to do a countdown and then a baton over to each of you for any last words that you wish to say in completion. Let's do first, 3, 2, 1. We are champions. Woo! Woo! Awesome. Great job. Thrilled for your evolution and progress and for this being a foundation for your life. And happy to tag team to each of you for any completion words you wish to share.
I'll just say this. It was a pleasure getting to know Nikki. She's awesome. And yes, we will stay in contact for sure, especially when you come to Arizona.
Yes. Okay, good.
And Heather,
it's can't renege now.
Yeah, it's recorded.
Heather, it's I've learned so much, and I thank you. It's been great, and I can't wait for you to come back down to Arizona as well.
I will indeed, and I look forward to it as well.
Yes,
it's been an honor.
And Cheryl, it's just been such a pleasure getting to know you. I can't wait to meet you in person. But you're just phenomenal.
Ditto.
You're awesome.
Yeah, you are too. And so if I don't get up to Canada, then you come on down to Arizona.
Oh no, I'm coming. Don't you worry. I'll get there.
Okay. I was expecting you. Maybe we can all meet at the same time.
That would be great. And Heather, as always, thank you so much for your coaching, your mentorship, your friendship. It's like, you are one of those instrumental people in my life, and you don't know what you've done. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel you. These are these moments where when we turn up our toes, we'll say, if for only these people, it was worth it. And it truly has been and will continue to be to serve you in great, great ways.
Thank you so much.
You're more, as you know, than welcome. Blessings to you both. This is just the beginning. Whenever you need rewired support, just reach out for sure. And or I do sincerely welcome, and I mean this with all my heart, entrepreneurs who are going to their next level of success and or companies that you believe with business growth and or success training would benefit from interacting with me. I would be honored to receive those at any time throughout our knowing near or far in time together, and know that I've got your back and that we're here. And I appreciate both of you. And here's to Nancy as well.
Thanks so much.
Awesome. Gratitude to you both.
Okay.